Welcome to the Old Time Radio Westerns. I'm your host, Andrew Rines, and let's get into this episode. This episode is going to be The Cisco Kid. Original air date is June 24th, 1958, and the title is Ghost Town Gazette. Let's get into it, and I hope you enjoy.
Here's adventure. Here's romance. Here's the famous Robin Hood of the Old West.
Cisco, the sheriff, he is getting closer.
This way, Pancho Pablo.
The Cisco Kid. The Cisco Kid in our exciting story, Ghost Town Gazette. In the Old West of the 1870s, one of the most fantastic ways to make money dishonestly was conceived by a former printer named Harper Hendricks. The site of his operations was a long-abandoned mining town in Nevada, not far from the present location of Boulder City, and about a mile from the Colorado River. Only about half a dozen ramshackle buildings remained in the town, and in one of them, an old barn, Hendricks is working at a hand press while his henchman, Dobie Casper, watches.
This issue of the Gazette's going to make him sit up and take notice, Dobie. Wait and see if it don't.
Think it's going to make them Easterners buy more land out here, huh?
Sold 60 acres of that hombre Will Andrews, didn't we? Sight unseen for $600.
Yeah, he sure did, boss.
One man will bite others, Will. Set up a place and print the way I'm doing, and lots of people want to come here.
I swear you're a humdinger, Harp.
I reckon I've stuck off enough papers for this issue.
Hey, let me see one of them copies.
Look at that headline, Dobie. Desert Paradise Grows.
Big new theater for Riverview. By Judas, boss, way this paper reads, I'm most tempted to buy land here myself.
That's the way I mean for it to read. Get busy folding those copies while I look over this sucker list again.
My gracious, I'll be glad to get to Riverview, daughter. Mighty hot on this stagecoach. Just two.
Well, we should be there soon, Dad. At Las Vegas, the driver said it was about a 3.5-hour run.
Yeah, I'm awful anxious to see that new property of ours, Mary.
Well, I hope it's not as undeveloped as... Oh, well, I won't go into that again.
Didn't want me to buy that 60 acres, did you?
Not without seeing it first, no.
Deed red, all right. Red like a bargain. Land with solid dwelling house, all improvements. Nice cool creek on the property. Shade trees, timber, considerable livestock.
Yes, I know that. I read it. Anyway, the doctor said this part of the country would be just right for your health, so I guess it'll be all right.
Hope we'll be able to find that real estate man. What's his name? Hendricks?
Yes, we'll find him.
Only you hadn't waved the newspaper at those two horseback riders we saw a while ago. Lost the paper out of the window.
Oh, stop worrying, darling. Town isn't so big, but we can find him.
Oh!
What's this place we're coming to?
I can't see anything much but two or three tumble-down sheds. What's this place, driver?
Riverview.
What?
What'd you say, Mary?
Riverview?
Yep. I'll unload your luggage.
But blasted, all this can be Riverview.
Let's get out, Dad. I'm afraid to look.
Where's all the stores? The houses? Where's the town?
Here's your luggage. No, I'll be getting on.
But...
Something's wrong, daughter. Awful wrong.
Daughter, wait! We're going with you, wait!
She don't hear you.
Oh, Dad, I was afraid of this.
Well, now, hold on. Here's some men coming over from that old barn. Hey, can you gents tell me where I can find a man named Hendricks?
Never heard of him, did you, boy? What do you want him for?
Well, he sold me some land here. This is Riverview. The sale was a swindle. I want my money back.
Oh, sure. He'll give you your money back if you can find him.
But you men do know where he is.
Supposing we do. What then?
I'll show you what then, you blasted pack of thieves.
Oh, Dad.
I ain't scared of the whole lot of you.
Take care of him, Dobie.
Yeah, I reckon I will, with the butt of this gun.
Oh, you beast.
Drag your paw into one of those shacks, man, and put him there. I'll talk to him again later, when I finish. I reckon he'll be satisfied with what he bought, huh, boys?
You think the newspaper tell the big lies, Cisco?
I know of no such place in this part of the country, Pancho.
What it says, Cisco, reach more to Pancho.
Well, for example, here is an advertisement for the Riverview Hotel.
Uh-huh.
Now listen. Magnificent luxury in the desert.
Yeah.
In a setting of green lawns and giant palm trees.
Giant palm trees.
The Riverview Hotel awaits your patronage.
What do you know about that?
Yeah.
Maybe the pretty senorita on the stagecoach in Vendertown.
It's possible, but I doubt it.
She throwed you the newspaper.
I do not think she meant for us to have the paper. Looked to me as if the paper was blown out of her hand.
Accidentally on purpose, no? So Cisco find it and give the paper back, huh?
I see. But first and foremost, I want to find out about this town of Riverville.
Well, there's a town ahead of us, Cisco.
Oh, that is a ghost town, Chico. Well, Santos, there is the senorita.
She's carrying a pail of water.
Well, she must have walked all the way down to the river after that water. And the river must be at least a mile away.
Look, Cisco, the senorita, she's crying. Oh, you poor senorita.
Oh, there, ho.
Hold over, she's crying.
Senorita. Well, Momento, if you please.
What do you want?
Here, I will carry that pail of water for you. You look very tired.
You're the two men my father and I saw from the stage.
Si, senorita.
Si, Cisco. You say here, Pancho, not even think you see Pancho.
I have your newspaper right here, senorita.
I don't want to see it again. I wish you'd never seen it.
Now you cry, senorita. Pancho would have cried too.
Oh, stop it, Pancho. Stop it.
I'm sorry. I didn't mean to break down like this. My father's in the shack.
Oh, hold over. Oh, slow down.
Gone a long time, Mary.
I put the pail down to this bench, senorita.
Just go to the senor. He got a bad cut on the head.
Yeah, some thugs hit me with gun bullets a little while ago.
Here, I will have a look at that cut.
Yeah, it feels a little better now. Who are you two men?
Friends of yours, senor. That cut is pretty clean. I wash it out, however.
You tell them how we've been swindled, daughter?
No, it's all right, Tudor, I guess. They've been nice to me.
Yeah, well, I figure the skunks that hit me with the gun butt are the ones that tricked me. Story goes like this. About 8 months ago, a copy of a newspaper called the Riverview Gazette come to me through the mail. And after I...
All the excitement.
You know them two fellas I told you was in town, boss?
Yeah?
A little while ago, the two of them rode off towards the northwest. The girl went with them, riding double with that big hombre.
Towards the northwest, huh? That's where Andrew's 60 acres is staked out, Dobie.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. Now the three of them's coming back. And if they turn out to be friends of that old geezer, and he told them about how he'd been cheated.
Yeah, I see your point, Dobie. We'll take him. They might look us up.
Here.
Give me a lift with this press. We'll get it out of sight and attack.
Here.
All right.
Lift. I got it.
Don't walk in the middle of the floor with it.
Yeah.
Boards are rotten there. That's it.
Is it far enough?
Yep. Put it down.
Now
cover it up with those old brand sacks. Now get the copies of the paper out of sight. Now go get the boys and bring them here. If those two hombres show up, they'll get a hot reception.
You're sure that same lot was what Dad bought, Cisco?
Si, senorita, I'm sorry to say. According to the deed,
That is your father's property now.
Oh, dear. But there's not even a tree on it, let alone a house.
True, there is not.
Maybe Cisco and Pancho find a lumber somewhere and build you the house.
They would not want to live here, Pancho.
No?
They want their money back.
Yes, we do, but I'm afraid there's not a chance. Oh.
Here's the shack. Oh, yeah, the whole
room. Yep,
I'll help you down, senorita. Come on. And leave our horses here, Pancho.
Cisco.
We'll walk to that barn and the other shacks. We'll be back soon, senorita.
Cisco just wanted to find the bandidos.
All right, Cisco. I wish you luck.
Bad enough for swindlers to prey on the rich. Along people have very little money.
You look mad, Cisco, like the senorita.
Sure I am angry. I just hope we can find those zombies.
They're going with the poor old senor, too. And Pancho not like that.
I just saw someone look out that barn window. Come, we'll walk right in.
Barn door wide open. Well, tough looking hombre, Cisco.
Any one of you hombres named Hendricks? I see. I suppose none of you know anything about a newspaper called the Riverview Gazette.
Look, Cisco, hombres make the wink at each other.
I saw it, Pancho. You and I will have a look around this barn.
Oh, no, you don't, stranger. You can clear out of here. Start now.
You heard what I said? Come, Pancho.
Get him, boys.
I'm in just the right mood for this fight.
With you, pet rat.
Floor breaking, Pancho, afraid of that.
My ankle.
Now get him, rush him.
I'll get this one.
Oh.
And I'll get the fat one.
The fat one? No, no, you're not getting the fat one.
Oh, they wanted trouble, did they? They'll get more than they bargained for. In the current of the river.
And so Hoffer Hendricks, fearing the two strangers, is ready to commit murder. In just a moment, we'll return to the Cisco Kid. The Cisco Kid in our exciting story, Ghost Town Gazette. When Cisco read the little newspaper which the girl in the stagecoach had lost out the window, he suspected, from the extravagant land improvement claims, that something was wrong. Later, meeting Mary Andrews and her father in the ghost town of Riverview, Cisco and Pancho learned that they had been badly swindled in a land purchase. Our friends confronted the hoodlums in an old barn. A fight followed, and when Cisco broke through the rotted floor, he was knocked unconscious, as was Pancho. No.
I reckon that'll hold them two for a while. It's crazy to walk in here anyway with the odds against them like this.
Couple of you hombres, tie their hands. They come to, I'll let them ride their horses down to the river's edge.
Want
to
throw them in, eh, Harp?
That's right. Reckon that'll teach them to come snooping around.
I'd like to know who they are. That big hombre can fight like six handfuls of wildcats.
Yeah. Something familiar about him.
Huh?
I'll take a closer look at him. By thunder, I know who he is.
Yeah?
He's the Cisco Kid.
What? Cisco, eh? Yeah, I've heard of him. They say he's regular chain lightning with them guns of his.
We'll get no chance to use them here.
Yeah.
Take the fat one's guns, Groby.
Yeah. Yeah, I got him.
So he's Cisco. Hey, you suppose that Andrews hombre got him to come here? I don't know. Could be he did.
Maybe we better go talk to Andrews and that gal of his again, Harp.
We will after we get rid of these two. Make sure the hands are tied tight, boys. Looks as if they're coming too. Cisco.
Keep Pancho.
Your head feel as big as Pancho's head?
I do not know, amigo. My head feels as big as a balloon.
Pancho's head is as big as two balloons. Pancho, I can see where the bandidos take us, Cisco.
All I know is we are riding down toward the river.
You give your hands free, Cisco?
No, Chico, they're tied too tight.
Me too. Look, we'll be the river, Cisco.
Yeah, I see.
You think maybe they throw us in the river?
I have no idea what they plan to do with us, Pancho.
We'll stop here.
Oh, Diablo.
Oh, look, oh, now, oh, look, oh, oh.
Let them sit down off their horses, Joby.
I sure will, Hawk. All right, down you come, Cisco.
The ground's kind of hard, ain't it?
I remember that fall, Bandito.
All right, down you come, fat one.
Fat one, easy with the fat one. No.
It's so fatty bounce.
You'll remember that one, too.
All right, you get up on your feet. Oh, come on, now, you two.
Easy.
Want us to gun him down now and heave him into the river, Harp?
Might as well.
You can swim.
Now, ain't that too bad?
Whatever else do you expect, Pancho? Coyotes like these have no more sporting blood than so many rattlers.
What do you mean, sporting blood?
Anybody can shoot down prisoners who are tied. But it takes a real gambler to... Oh, why do I waste words on such a thing?
Go on, finish that.
Take these ropes off our hands and let us get out waist deep into that river before you start shooting. But you would not dare trust your own marksmanship that much.
Wait a minute, Cisco. The partner of yours just said he couldn't swim.
That is true. Poncho not can swim. Poncho hate the water. Oh, but to drink the water.
Hey, sounds like he's telling the truth, Harp.
So he is.
Well, that being the case, he wouldn't have a chance of getting away. Either the fat one drowns or we shoot him. And as for Cisco here, we ain't all going to miss him when he comes up for air.
All right. Cut the ropes off.
All right. Go on.
Draw your guns, boys.
I'm ready, Harp.
Now, Cisco, you and your partner walk slow out into that river.
You agreed to hold your fire until we are waist deep?
That's right. And I said walk slow.
Very well. Come on, Poncho.
Poncho, see if I can swim. Deceive yourself,
Cisco. Now, listen, Poncho. This river current is very swift.
See, the Poncho...
When I give the word, dive headfirst out into the current.
But...
I will have hold of your shirt at the shoulders with both hands.
Hmm?
When we come up for air, take a quick breath. And wonder again.
Jesus Christ.
And the current will carry us well downriver.
You were bringing the river down there, too.
See. And then the river goes between high cliffs.
Uh-huh.
If we can get that far, we will be safe.
We're almost deep to the waist, you still
see, Chico. Now keep your wits about you.
Mm-hmm. Adios, Bandito!
Watch him, boys! Let them have it!
Time, Pancho!
Think we got more?
I don't know. Watch them along the shore.
Hey, reckon we did, ain't come to the surface.
Well, we didn't. The colonel found them to death against the cliff walls. Now let's go do that other job.
Yeah.
Chico, finding us. That's why they got down under the water again.
Chico. We are out of the Bandido sight around the bend.
We're between the cliffs.
See. There's a big shelf of rock. Gotta get onto that.
Okay.
There we are. Now crawl up onto that shelf of rock, won't you?
This is good.
I'll fire you. Mm.
Good to be out of the water, teacher.
Yeah.
But how we get out of here?
I think I can climb to the top of this cliff. It's not very high. Then I'll call Diablo, get my Riata, pull you to the top.
You after the Bandido, Chico?
Si, Poncho. Unless I miss my guess, this time they will not like the results.
Feeling better now, Dan?
A little bit. I wish you'd take a look down towards the river. Might see those friends of ours.
Oh, Dad, you've had you going to the door every 2 minutes since I told you.
Well, I'm anxious about them. You say those scoundrels were taking them prisoner and was making them ride down that way? I don't like it a bit.
Oh, I don't either, but I don't know what either of us can do about it. Suppose I could walk down.
No. You stay here, daughter. Just take one more look out of the door.
All right.
You see anything of them?
No, don't see them, but those other men are riding back up this way.
They coming here?
I don't know, Dad, but I'm afraid they are.
Blast it all, why ain't I got a gun? There's no way we can barricade that door, either.
Well, I can close it, at least. Here, I'll put this bench again. It's not much, but it may help. Here.
Let you boys go put your horses up. Ain't
over
here long in a few minutes.
Hey, Mary, hand me that old stove poker. If those scoundrels come in here, I'll show them something.
Oh, no, Dad, they have guns. You wouldn't have a chance. They may not mean harm this time.
Open up! Open up this door!
You poor cat, stay out of here!
Put your shoulder to it, Toby.
Yeah, sure will, boss.
Haven't you men done enough harm? What do you want with Dad now?
And what'd you do with that Cisco fella?
Never mind what we did with him. The thing is, what we're going to do with you.
Oh, now, please.
Ah, we won't hurt him, ma'am. Not too much, as long as he does what I tell him.
Yeah, he'll do it all right, Harp.
Now, being the editor and publisher of the Riverview Gazette, I always like to get good testimonials for my paper. Especially, I like for people to praise Riverview and the surrounding land.
Yeah, it makes good reading for other people, don't it, Harp?
Mighty good. Back an article over your signature, Andrew. Telling how pleased you are with the land you bought out here might convince somebody else to buy land. I'll write the article, you sign your name.
Why, you confounded lying, cheating weasel.
Careful.
I'll sign nothing.
Yeah, well, I don't reckon I'll take that long to get him to sign.
Please,
come on.
Please, don't hurt him, Dad. You've got to do this.
No, get out of my way, ma'am.
No, no, choice.
Right, you just, I have got a choice, Mary. And I'm not going to sign nothing for this.
Here we are.
Who's that? Wait a minute. Toby. Thunder, it's a Cisco kid.
Hey.
All right, all right. The guy, you got to go in, Cisco.
But he's going to have no chance to use it. I'll take that gun, by the
nose.
Give me that gun.
Mary, hand me that poker. Quick.
No. All right, I will,
Dad.
All right, drop it.
This ball
got some cover.
Not while I can throw this here poker. Well, Dale, good throw.
Good enough to give me a chance to hit this bunt in a one. Three times.
One gone. That's a stop, Cisco. Give it to him.
Now for the old Pantino.
No, I quit, Cisco. I ain't fighting with you.
Then by Jupiter, you're fighting with me.
Oh, Dad, no.
Only there ain't going to be much of a fight. Two on.
Two gone. This is the A who got his spunk, Cisco.
Well done, senor. That bandito deserved that. Tie these two banditos, Pancho. Then we'll go after the rest of them. I have an idea the Ghost City Gazette has appeared for the last time.
You got every cent of Dad's money back for him, Cisco.
We were lucky to find that money in the bandito's blanket roll, senorita.
I don't know how we can thank you.
Please do not cry. Tell me, are you and your father going to stay out here in the West?
Well, if you come to see me in a while, Cisco.
We will try, senorita.
Only just try?
Oh, Pancho and I never know where we will be at any one time.
Would this help to influence you?
Would just... What do you mean by this?
This.
Cisco.
Hey, Pancho.
Now that Bandito's in the jail, what do we do next?
Well, we are going to help the senor find the small rancho.
Well, he's a nice viejo, Cisco. Pancho likes him.
Oh, he is very nice and very sociable.
He likes to sit in a rocking chair and listen to a lot of talk.
Si. You know, he is very fond of anecdotes.
Oh, very fond of... You fond of what?
Of anecdotes.
What are anecdotes, Cisco?
Pancho, you must add to your vocabulary.
Vocabulary?
However, I will tell you. An anecdote is a short tale.
Short tale?
Si. Now, Pancho, so you will remember... Give me an example of an anecdote.
Anecdote. Oh, Pancho gives you one.
Very well, then. Give me an example of an anecdote.
The dog look at Pancho?
See?
And why is anecdote?
Oh, Pancho.
Oh, Cisco.
And so ends another exciting adventure with O. Henry's famous Robin Hood of the West, the Cisco Kid. sure to listen again for another thrilling adventure of the Cisco Kid. Cisco Kid was played by Jack Bather, Pancho by Harry Lang.
This has been a presentation of OTRWesterns.com, and we hope you enjoyed. Please take some time to like and rate our shows in your favorite podcast application. Follow us on Facebook by going to OTRWesterns.com/Facebook. Join in the conversation by going to OTRWesterns.com/Discord. And don't forget to send us an email, podcast@OTRWesterns.com. This episode is copyright under the Attribution Non-Commercial Share Alike copyright. For more information, go to otrwesterns.com/copyright. Have a great day, and again, thanks for listening.